It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Many of the world's largest food companies are well known. Think General Mills, Kraft, and Tyson. But there's one global food producer you've likely never heard of, even though you probably eat their beef, chicken, or pork products. KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon takes us inside a reclusive meat company that's attempting to change its reputation. And a quick warning, this story takes us inside a slaughterhouse.
The JBS Meatpacking Plant in Greeley is an imposing building. Conveyor belts snake through the concrete structure. But it's not an assembly line. The workers here disassemble cattle, breaking down whole animals into individual cuts of meat.
You can smell the manure. We're just about to head into the harvest floor, or where they actually kill the animals before they send them into the rest of the processing plant.
Okay, we're going to walk through here. I'm going to shut the chain off real quick.
Plant manager Bill Danley is guiding a group of journalists through a maze of hanging carcasses, placing his hand on a swinging steer to halt the line.
There are whole Holsteins, these black and white cattle, moving down a conveyor belt hung up by their legs. Their heads are laying on the conveyor belt and their tongues are sticking out.
Workers in blood-spattered smocks wield knives and saws, slicing off tongues and tails and placing them in plastic bags.
And then these guys here, what they're doing is they're taking the cheek meat off. There's head meat on top of that. A lot of your taco fillers made out of cheek meat and head meat.
But taco meat is just the beginning. This one cow is destined to be filet mignon in fancy restaurants, sirloin at steakhouses, and ground hamburger at your local grocery store. For a long time, beef was shipped from plants like this and rebranded at retailers. That model is changing at JBS, leaving the company with no choice but to engage more directly with consumers.
You know, part of you says, I need to learn how to bring the packing house into the consumer's living room.
Bill Rupp heads the company's beef division.
And then at the same time, you think of all the pitfalls in trying to explain to consumers how we harvest their meat.
While the Know Your Food movement has gained momentum, Rupp says when it comes to meat, most consumers don't actually want to know all the gory details. They just want cheap beef at the grocery store. And that's the internal struggle many large industrial-scale food companies are facing. JBS has notoriously avoided media scrutiny. That kind of silence gives critics plenty of room to rip you apart. Cameron Brewitt is a JBS spokesman.
I think in today's society, the consumer wants to know more and more where their food comes from. And food companies are slowly adopting towards that.
The Colorado plant is one of many the company owns worldwide. Brewitt says its Midwest footprint includes facilities in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois.
One of the things about JBS, as I'm sure you've noticed, is that we've had a very aggressive growth strategy. We like to say that growth is in our DNA.
You can clearly see the expression of those genes since 2007. That's when JBS first entered the U.S. from its native Brazil. After buying up competitors, JBS is now the largest global producer of beef, chicken, and lamb, and number three in pork.
You see what's referred to as, sometimes they use the metaphor of the hourglass.
That hourglass is wide at both ends, says Michael Carolyn. He studies agricultural policy at Colorado State University.
You have tens of thousands of producers and literally millions of consumers at the other end. But in the middle, you see this market concentration.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has said that kind of concentration is troublesome, leaving ranchers with few options to sell and an illusion of choice for consumers at the grocery store. But Andre Noguera, the company's CEO, says JBS still hasn't sated its appetite for buying up other meat packers.
When are we going to stop? I'm not sure if we're going to stop. We love the growth.
JBS could soon take a few more timid steps into the spotlight. It's privately held now, but is exploring the possibility of going public, which would add an infusion of cash and layer on more scrutiny. Plus, the company's already been buying more packaged food businesses. That means you could start seeing styrofoam trays of meat at the grocery store with JBS stamped right on the package. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.